here on a Wednesday broadcast at JM in the AM. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good to have you aboard. Feel free to comment on the app. Go to the NSN, Nahum Segal Network app for Android and iPhone, and comment away. Well, as I mentioned earlier, there's been a development at the Joel Paul Group under the leadership of Willy Hochman that I believe is going to be extremely beneficial to not-for-profits, organizations, schools, etc., across this country, and frankly, Jewish not-for-profits around the world. And we will speak to a couple of special guests to this very point as I read to you the official announcement that came out. We are pleased to share with you the acquisition of the Joel Paul Group by Shepherd Search Group effective January the 1st. This happened just a couple of weeks ago. As we reflect upon the last 36 years since our formation, we've come a long way. What started as a local recruitment firm in metropolitan New York has become one of the most successful executive search and recruitment firms serving Jewish not-for-profits across the entire United States. As successful as we have been, there was this gnawing feeling that something was missing. After more than a year of research into joint ventures, mergers, partnerships, and a variety of shared service offerings, we recently decided the best path for our organization was to be acquired by Shepherd Search Group, formed in 2001. The group of companies are run by a dear friend and respected industry veteran, David Ganshar, and with us to discuss this very interesting move, and again, one that'll be beneficial to many in our community, the CEO and president of the Joel Paul Group, our good friend Willy Hochman. Willy, welcome back to JM in the AM. And hang on just a moment, trying to figure out. Oh, there we go. I apologize. Give me one second, gentlemen. Sometimes even the broadcast veteran gets the technical stuff wrong on a Wednesday morning. Willy, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Nahum. Thanks for having us.
A pleasure. And David Ganshar, the CEO and president of the Shepherd Search Group, welcome to JM and the AM as well.
Reb Nahum, great to be here.
I greatly appreciate that. All right, Willy, you and I have spoken so many times about the effectiveness of the Joel Paul Group, especially in the world of Jewish not-for-profits. Tell us from your perspective about this move now that the Shepherd Search Group is essentially, I guess, what would you call it, merging with the Joel Paul Group or as you said, purchasing? I mean, how would you describe this new arrangement?
Sure, Nahum. So the Shepherd Search Group acquired the Joel Paul Group. We are a division of the Shepherd Search Group. We're operating still with our same website, joelpaul.com, and with all of our job postings. The advantage, and I'll let David Ganshar say, you know, in a moment, the advantage bottom line is to, like you said, the Jewish nonprofit organizations and professionals. They will see more activity. They will see research, and we have more recruiters and a larger staff of individuals who can service both the professionals looking for a job or those organizations looking to hire positions.
An expansion on both ends, and that's why it's so beneficial to our community. More people looking for those to fill positions, and the more positions becoming known to those who are looking for work in our community. David, there's got to be no doubt that a group like the Joel Paul Group had to have achieved a certain volume, a certain prominence, a certain amount of growth in order to get to this point where you said this is a worthwhile partnership. It's worthwhile acquiring them and bring them in under our umbrella. What was it about the Joel Paul Group where you said, you know what, they're at this point where this is a worthwhile venture?
I think there were a number of things. I think, first of all, Joel Paul is a legend in this industry. And as you said, he's been around for 36 years, placing all levels of talent within the nonprofit sector. And that is a name that I think anybody would be proud to have under their flag as we are today. Willy Hochman, in his own right, is just an incredible powerhouse in this industry. People know him. He's well-connected. He's really, in my eyes, kind of the professional shadchan, right? Of the nonprofit world. And we have worked for many, many years in both for-profit and nonprofit, but the opportunity to bring our service line together with Willie and with Joel, who, by the way, is still with the company, was just too tremendous to pass up. So when we saw that opportunity, we said, hey, got to have this.
So if I'm to understand this correctly, Willie, as far as the consumer, as far as the search committees, as far as the organizations, as far as the candidates are concerned, nothing really changes for them. They go to the website, they contact the office, they express an interest in jobs that might be available. They let you know what openings they have at the moment. The only difference would be that the volume of work and the possibilities out there are going to be increasing.
Yes, that's exactly right. Everything in that respect stays the same. And again, we hope that we can enhance the productivity, the revenue generation, the existence of many more Jewish nonprofits out there, and encourage professionals to look at the next stage of their career by looking at job opportunities that the Joel Paul Group, Shepherd Search Group, will be providing to the community.
Speaking with Willie Hochman, CEO and president of the Joel Paul Group, speaking as well with David Ganshar, who is the president and CEO of the Shepherd Search Group. I'm going to ask both of you for comments regarding employment now in the early part of 2023. First, David, the Shepherd Search Group, you could let us know what your field of expertise is and where the concentration of your work is when it comes to employment. But how would you view, how would you convey to us the job scene is right now? What's your impressions of availability? Is it a quote-unquote buyer's market or a seller's market? What's your evaluation about how things are right now?
We are still in what I believe is one of the strongest candidate-driven markets I have seen in my 22 years in this business. It's just incredible. And I think that started kind of halfway through COVID when everyone said, hey, we realized this is going to be here for a while. We've got to live with this. And our candidates right now, the vast majority of them, certainly the A players and the B players, I'll say, are receiving 3 and 4 opportunities each.
Wow.
So it's really incumbent upon every organization to make sure that and incumbent upon our team to make sure that we understand their culture and what it is that makes them stand out, because it's not unusual today that a very high caliber candidate is going to have multiple offers. And I don't see that changing for the next several months. It's possible as the economy shifts a little bit here later in 2023 that we may see a change, but I think for the next few months this remains a candidate-driven market.
And Willie, what's your reaction to that question about how strong or weak a market we're in right now?
So I think we're gaining, and what I use as a barometer and a comparison as at this time this year versus even before the pandemic or during the pandemic in January. So I and my team are working on more prospects. More organizations have reached out to us, and I think that concurs with what David said as well. So we have prospectives that we're working with to become, you know, clients or return clients. So the upward movement is there, but as David said, right now it is a candidate market, and we encourage both candidates and prospective clients to get in touch with us. One thing I'd like you to ask David Nachum is the name of his company. How did that come about?
Shepherd Search Group. David Ganshar, what can you tell us about it?
I love it. Willie's your co-host. This is great.
Not the first time.
Well, my mother of blessed memory named the company. She passed away this past March, and she spent the vast majority of her career, by the way, in the nonprofit sector. This acquisition, Willie, you know, would make her proud. And she said to me when we started the company many, many years ago, she said, glory to God, we must remember who is the one that we are most thankful to.
Oh, wow.
For everything that we have. And right from the 23rd Psalm, Esrim V'Shalosh, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So the name of the company comes from Tehillim.
Wow.
And Shepherd is today not just an executive search firm, but I think one of the blessings of joining forces with Willie is that we bring as well training, performance coaching, interim staffing, recruitment process outsourcing, and HR solutions. So we're not just executive search anymore, but now we're really talent solutions for the entire nonprofit industry. So I hope that mom is proud.
Well, I'm sure she is. And Willie, any Jewish not-for-profit who's, you know, whose leadership is tuned in right now, they should take advantage of the additional services that you're able to provide now through Shepherd, right? I mean, obviously, with what David just said, I mean, it's not just executive search anymore. As they continue with essentially your partners, they can get many other services as well.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons, one of the things that obviously interested me in, you know, joining with the Shepherd Search Group. The other reason was, and plainly said, you've now heard David Ganter speak. He is a legend in his areas of expertise. And I've known him for, we were introduced as by a shadchan, a mutual friend,
right,
quite a few years ago. And we've always kept in touch in terms of our business and our personal lives. And that's what it's all about. It's not just the business. It is about relationships. And, you know, our clients know that, and the candidates I speak to know that. And we think it is a wonderful partnership.
Yeah, regard your colleagues as colleagues and not competition. You may end up doing business to everybody's benefit one day. Certainly proof of that. Willie, a lot of young talent out there or not? Are you seeing a lot of good young candidates in areas like, I don't know, executive director, fundraising positions? I mean, I meet people, some of whom are in their 20s, who seem to be trained, you know, the way they've gone through school and through some internships, who seem to be very talented and have a lot of potential out there. What are you seeing these days?
So the, we'll call it a sports analogy, the bench at the entry level is still weak, and we keep our eyes on that. Not that we do a lot of entry level searches,
right,
but we look to them to be the future leaders and the future professionals to guide organizations in leadership and fundraising and account, you know, in finance. But it is increasing. We're seeing a lot more interest in those who have put in the 5 to 7 years of what's going to be next in their career. Where do they want to go next? And what's available to them. And we also do that. We do a lot of consulting, meaning not as a paid service, but we get calls, myself and my recruiters, of what do you think of my resume? What do you think is out there for me? Not specifically a job, but what should I be focusing on? Should I go get a master's in social work? Should I get an MBA? Should I take the courses that are offered for philanthropic fundraising that are out there? Those kind of things enhance a candidate's, you know, presentation, a candidate's value, and hopefully, you know, we can find them their next opportunity.
And David, let me ask you, this actually came up in my house in conversation a few days ago. It seems like these days, if someone's in a, you know, it used to be if you're in a position for only 5 years, people got suspicious, you know, people moving around from job to job, and the ideal was to be somewhere for, you know, 30, 40 years and get your gold watch. Now it seems if someone's in a position for 5 years, people ask what's wrong, well, haven't you moved to something else? And they end up with 5, 6 institutions on their resume. Why do you think that is? And am I right? Is that the way it is right now?
I absolutely have seen a seismic shift in the perception. My father was with one company for, 38 years,
right,
I believe. And yes, in my career, I've worked for two companies. So I think there has been a shift. I think there's a middle ground. There is definitely amongst the younger generation, there is a tendency to move around every couple of years. But I don't think that organizations really admire that. While there is a philosophy about, hey, let's kind of pool the best practices and bring them together, a lot of our customers want to see stability. They want to see tenure. But there is a middle ground, because what they don't want to see is 25 years in one place with no movement in your career. So yeah. I would draw a distinction between the individual that stays for 2 decades at one company and the individual that stays a couple of years and then makes a move. I think ideally someone on a fast track that's building their career is potentially making a move every 6 to 8 years,
right,
and enhancing their skill set. And as we said before, pulling from best practices, industry best practices, to ensure that they have a great deal to offer. But I want to be cautious on this point, because I don't think it's a good thing, and I don't recommend that executive-level talent or any individuals change roles every 2 to 3 years.
Hmm. Glad you said that, frankly. Finally, David, 20 offices around the world. Is that accurate? Shepherd has 20 offices around the world?
20 offices around the world. We're in six countries. And by the way, I heard you this morning because I'm an avid listener, and I heard you talking about all the listeners on Yeshiva Break in Florida and California and Israel. And I'm thinking to myself, hey, you're not giving yourself enough credit. I was in Frankfurt literally 3 weeks ago in doing business, and I was in the airport, and I heard a guy listening to your show. I mean, literally, he was sitting there at the gate, and he's got his, you know, he's got his smartphone, and he's listening to you. So you're all over.
I appreciate that very, very much. But I don't have a physical studio or presence in places like Dubai and Manchester. You happen to have physical locations in those cities. So I guess we could do a mutual admiration society here, and it's much appreciated. Well, everybody out there, Willie, I guess the best thing for everybody in this audience is to simply give the Joel Paul address, right? The web address, correct?
Yes.
JoelPaul.com, everybody. If you're a candidate, somebody who's confident that they can make a difference in a not-for-profit, it could be an organization, a school, a synagogue with their lay leadership. It could be any not-for-profit. And frankly, at this point, it could be not-for-profits that may have an American Friends division here and that they have their main office somewhere else on the globe, Israel or some other country. It could be anything. And certainly those of you who are heads of organizations and schools and synagogues and groups that are looking for good people to come in and make positive change in your effort, go to the Joel Paul website, JoelPaul.com, JoelPaul.com, the Joel Paul Group website. And again, the big announcement is that now Willie and David are working together as a Shepherd Search Group has acquired the Joel Paul Group. Willie Hochman, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us, Nachum.
A pleasure. David Ganchar, thanks for joining us this morning.
Nachum, great to be together. So good to hear your voice and continued success.
Amen. I greatly appreciate that. And good luck to both of you going forward, both the Shepherd Search Group and, of course, the Joel Paul Group. And this is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and, of course, on the beloved NSN app.